Como belle c'è la luna, brilla e strette, strette come butto, belle faste già, sotto celle di Roma.
Welcome to another episode of ItalianAmericanLife.com with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast from 2013. I want to welcome two lovely ladies to the show today. They are Tomasina Perry and Lisa Ryan from the Italian-American Human Relations Foundation in Chicago. Ladies, welcome to the show, and thank you for being here.
Hi, Frankie. Thank you for having us.
So, Tomasina, we'll start with you. Where does the family come from in Italy?
Well, all four of my grandparents were from Naples, and they came here in the early 1900s.
Have you ever been to Italy?
More than 20 times.
Wow, that's great. So you obviously love it there, and I'm assuming you've been to the hometown of where the family's from as well.
I've been to three of the four hometowns, hoping to visit the fourth one sometime in the future.
Well, that's excellent. Beautiful. And Lisa, where is your family from?
Well, Ryan is obviously my married name. My father was born in Sicily in Termini Imerese, so right outside of Palermo. I have been to Italy quite a few times, not as many as Tomasina, lucky girl. But I most recently was there last October. And I did visit the family and also went to Venice. So I'm really excited about this Venetian.
That leads us to the reason what we're talking about today. First of all, though, Tomasina, if you could explain a little bit of the background, the history of the Italian-American Human Relations Foundation.
Okay. The Italian-American Human Relations Foundation was established in 1999. It was founded by Louis Rego, president, and I'm one of the co-founders and currently the vice president. Our mission statement reads, "The Italian-American Human Relations Foundation of Chicago was founded to improve the civic, social, and educational welfare of Italian-Americans and members of all ethnic groups. The foundation's fundamental purpose is based on the philosophy that the standard of community will be elevated through better understanding and mutual respect, and that intolerance and stereotyping have no place in our country. The foundation believes that the arts are a national forum for transmitting and displaying cultural visions and a vehicle for opening people up to new ideas and feelings. And our vision is to create a world of unity by getting to know other communities, cultures, and customs. Our goal is to have a cultural center for the performing arts in Chicago sometime in the near future. We are known for our pasta and neckbone events, which we host two times a year. People come to break bread with us and enjoy entertainment from many different cultures. We have had the opportunity to present some of our very own local singers of opera, modern and jazz music, a very entertaining Irish violinist, Thailand's cultural dance troupe, Caribbean dancers, a Filipino pianist, and Timeless Gift dancer and choral group, which is a young African-American Chicago group, to name a few. It is always a fun event, and people enjoy the Italian food, the beautiful song and dance, and making new friends. We have a diverse executive committee and board. It is made up of all ethnic backgrounds. We have a great time planning our events that people enjoy. So this takes us to the reason we are here today to talk about our upcoming Venetian nights. And our chairperson, Lisa Ryan, will talk about plans for the event.
Well, Lisa, please tell us about, thank you, Tomasina. That was very informative. Lisa, tell us about this Venetian night.
Well, just like Tomasina said, though, you know, with the pasta and neck bones, obviously that's why IAHRF is doing this, to promote cultural events together with all ethnic groups. So, and Frank, I think you were at the pasta neck bones dinner, right?
I actually have been at the last two pasta neck bone dinners. It was my first time in attendance and I really enjoyed myself. And you have a great group, and you know, I wish you continued success. You got 26 years under your belt, so Obviously, it's going very well. And yeah, I enjoyed it very much, met a lot of new people, and it was a very nice time.
Good, good. Yeah. So anyway, the Venetian night that we're hosting is again to bring groups together for a boat parade on the Chicago River. Of course, the Chicago River is just a perfect place for this event. And you know, Italian Americans love sharing anything they do with their about their heritage. So we've briefly talked about Venice. You know, if you've been to Venice, there's over 400 bridges there, right? So of course, it's very magical. There's people being serenaded on the gondolas. There's the water taxis transporting people. There's the boats, you know, taking people back and forth to the airports and whatnot. And it's just really a lively, exciting place. So the Chicago River, I think, is just as magical if you've been down there. We only have 38 bridges on the Chicago River, but it's still, you do have the water taxis, you have the architectural boats. So to have the boat parade there is just really the perfect place.
Now, in the past, correct me if I'm wrong, was it held on Lake Michigan, right?
That is correct. As you probably know, I think it was started in 1958. Venetian Knight was born under the late Richard J. Daley. So I think the idea, what I've been told, is he challenged local yachters to host an event that celebrates the city's lakefront, which has always been one of the gems of our city, right? So they wanted to do something to entertain boaters and land lovers alike. You know, kind of similar to our air and water show, let's say. But he wanted to call it the Festival of the Lake, but someone said, no, call it Venetian Night. You know, the gondolas of Venice should be an inspiration for this boat parade. So that's what they did. And it was actually the longest running produced event in Chicago history until it was cut in 2009, obviously due to budgets, like everything else that happens, some budget constraints. So then I think it was brought, tried to They tried to bring it back. A couple other groups have in the past, and for whatever reason, it didn't take off on the lake.
So prior to 2009, was your group involved in it?
No, they were not.
No.
No.
So your group has brought it back from the dead, in a way.
Yes, we are definitely trying to do that.
And how many years now have you been doing it?
I think the Italian American Human Relations Foundation has been trying this the last 5 years, and it's kind of bounced from the river to the lake. What we've come to find out is going through the locks from the Lake Michigan to get on the Chicago River has been kind of a problem, okay? Because you have many boats, large boats, commercial boats coming and going. So this year, we came up with a better plan, which Thomasina will talk to you about. But, you know, in the past, it was the same thing. Entrance, the people who entered the Venetian Eye contest, they decorated their boats, crowds cheered them on, they had judges, you know, people just had a real great time being out there on a summer night. So that's what we're trying to bring back.
Right. And you want to know something? I kind of recall years ago I went to one, but when I was like 20, and unfortunately that was a really long time ago, so I really don't remember. I definitely remember being on the lake, and I remember these boats, and it was all, and I don't know why, you know, Venetian night, I thought it really was like in Venice they did that. I didn't really understand, so I'm learning today, which is very good. Thomasina, tell us about, so there's boats involved. Tell us about the boats, how people get involved, what that exactly means.
Sure. So we had a problem, as Lisa mentioned, getting the boats on the river through the locks on a Saturday night because the commercial boats have top priority. So many of our boats were, you know, they're stuck on the lake waiting to get through the locks. We've lost some of the boats. So we came up with an idea this year, and we have chartered boats to that are already on the river. So a lot of the companies that rent boats for the weekend or the night, Saturday nights, we decided to rent those and have them available for people to rent from us. But if anyone has their own boat and would like to come into our parade, it's free. They can enter for free. We just ask them to register on our website so we know, you know, who's there and what their theme is. And but if they don't have a boat, They can rent the boat through us. And the best part of the rental boats is all inclusive with your own captain, insurance, docking fees. And then you can come down to the river and decorate your boat beginning around 6 p.m. for an 8:30 parade. And the boats will be docked at the Marina City docks. And like I said, there's if you have your own boat, it's free, but you have to pay for your own decorations. So you can decorate your boat the way you want. And then it's easy to register. Just go to our website, www.iahrf.org, and click on Venetian Night, register your boat. Give us a brief description of the theme so your boat and crew can be announced. And we will have celebrity judges awarding prizes for the best decorated boats, $2,000, $15,000, and $1,000.
1500.
Oh, did I say 15,000?
Yes, that's a great
No,
prize.
sorry.
I'm gonna buy a
I'll
boat
put
with
a
that.
queen there. Whoa, I thought $15,000. Wow.
Wow.
Still a lot of money, still a lot of
Yeah.
money, nice prizes, but not quite 15,000. So if I'm a guy, I don't know anything about boats, I've never been on a boat, but I got an idea and I got some money for the rental, I can join this.
You can join it, and then having a captain on the boat will make it nice and easy. You can come with your own drinks and food and have fun with your friends on the boat. You can have six people on most of our boats, and then you'll have the captain.
And I don't
So
have to know
it's,
anything or do
you
anything
don't
as
have
far
to,
as
no.
driving, docking, parking, reverse, drive. Okay, good. Good,
None
good.
of that. We want to make it really easy.
Okay, that sounds really good. Lisa, now tell me about, I'm just a guy and I'm interested in this. I want to go see it. Tell me how all that works, what I have to do, what I'll find there. Tell me about the night.
Okay, well, the night starts. Well, the boat parade will start at 8:30, okay, because it's dark. But we are doing some festivities beginning at 6 o'clock,
All right,
and we
let's
have a
go
car.
earlier. Am I getting a new outfit? Am I dressed in formal? Am I dressed in casual? Am
We
I showing
hope you.
off
We
my
hope you dress
biceps?
in
What am I
Venetian.
doing here?
We're hoping you dress up in Venetian clothing,
Venetian
or wear
attire?
at least wear a mask. Yes, yeah, a Venetian
For
attire. You know,
real?
you don't have to,
Okay.
but. It would really be fun. So what we are doing is, first of all, we're getting the restaurants. If you've ever been down on the Chicago Riverwalk, again, it's a gem of the city. It's just so beautiful. There's always people down there. There's many places just to sit and people watch, and there's a lot of wonderful restaurants. So you can come down and just, walk the Riverwalk and watch the parade, or you can sit down with a lawn chair and have a little picnic on your own. Or the third option is we actually have seating, VIP seating at a restaurant with food that people can come down, make a reservation through our website, iahrf.org. There is a tab under Venetian Night that has the restaurant VIP seating. So you make your reservation and you can come down for that. It's $75. For the food and to have the VIP seating. If you want to take a bus down, we're actually going to have a bus departing the Harlem and Foster area. So for all you far Northwest siders who want to come down, you could park in the parking lot and come down on the bus. That's an additional $25 for the round trip bus transportation. So we're really trying to make it easy, even as Thomasina said with the boats, just get your boat, bring down your decorations, and you're all set to go. Because we do want people to participate. The boats are on a first come, first serve basis. So you want to get your reservation in as soon as possible.
There's a limited number of boats.
Right, that we have for people
Okay.
to, yes.
Is
And of
there
course, with
limited?
Mem
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
no, with Memorial Day, everyone's thinking boating season. The bridges I mentioned earlier, they've been lifting every Wednesday and Saturday for the boaters to get their boats out of dry dock into the harbors. So everybody's really gearing up for boating season. That's why I said first come, first serve on these boats she was talking about.
And a limited number of seating for the restaurant VIP portion of this.
Yes, we have limited number of seating too, but we do have plenty of seats for everybody to come down and to join us at night. The other thing we're doing is we're asking the restaurants to participate by either playing Italian music, having the signature Italian cocktail, having their staff dress and in Venetian attire, whatever they choose to do to participate. So I think a lot of the restaurants are really excited about it as well to be part of this. This is a great opportunity for them to participate.
A guy like me who doesn't leave much of the neighborhood ever, I don't think I've ever actually been on the Riverwalk ever in my life.
You're
So,
missing out.
right. So, if I understand, I have an option A is I pay $100. I drive to Harlem and Foster. It's an enormous parking lot. Leave my car, hop on a bus, takes me down to the event, takes me exactly where I got to go. I have dinner. I have a chair in a VIP area to sit and watch the Venetian night. And then in the conclusion, I'm getting back on the bus and it's taking me back to Harlem Foster, correct?
That's 100% correct.
That's option A. Option B is I drive down, I take the L, I take the bus, I get down to the Riverwalk, but I want the food and the VIP seating, $75.
That is correct.
Option C, I get there on my own. I stand where I guess where I want. I'm assuming. I mean, like the Riverwalk, it's not like private property for those businesses, is it?
No, it's a public, the Riverwalk is public, open to everybody.
Okay. So I can go stand by where the group is that's with you guys, or just anywhere on the Riverwalk and watch the Venetian night. And I'm on my own for food and drinks and chairs and everything
Correct,
else.
correct.
Okay.
There's a couple seating areas,
Are there?
on the Riverwalk. Yes, I really hope you're coming, Frank, so you could see it.
Oh, I'm coming because
Oh,
in my
great.
mind, I'm going over A, B, and C and, my fear of leaving the neighborhood, but I will get over it, I promise. And we left out a very important detail. What is the date of this tremendously beautiful event?
The date is Saturday, September, excuse me, Saturday, July
Oh,
26th.
what day?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Let's
it
say
used to be in September. Saturday, July 26th. Again, it
Saturday,
begins at
July
6
26th.
o'clock.
Okay. It's
And what begins at 6 o'clock is if you do the VIP seating, we will be there. We're going to have live entertainment. We are going to have Venetian costume people going up and down the Riverwalk. We're going to have a guy on stilts. We're going to have musicians, strolling musicians up and down the Riverwalk. So everybody will get to be a part of it, as well as the boats coming on at 8:30 when it gets dark.
And how long does the boats part of it last? More or less.
It's going to last about an hour
An hour. Okay.
going up and down the river.
And do we know what time the bus is picking up at Harlem and Foster?
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. And again, that information will be on our website, IAHRF.org, Italian American Human Relations Foundation. So there'll be a Venetian tab, and you can just click on that, and it talks about the VIP seating. It talks about renting the boat. And the other thing we're doing is if you can't get down there, but you really love the idea and you want to support us, is there is a sponsorship tab. And that will help just support the musicians, the costume rentals, and things like that. So any donation would be greatly appreciated for somebody who can't participate, or even if you can participate, and if you just love the idea of it.
It sounds like a hell of a night. I mean, there's just a lot of things that'll be going on, beyond just the boat show. Like you said, you have entertainers, you have all these things. It's nice because I think it offers options to everyone. Like I said, if you just want to go and watch it, go and watch it. And that's great. That's wonderful. We want a big crowd, I would assume.
Right. And it truly is an option for everybody and every group, every walk of life. We have tourists downtown in Chicago all summer long. We have Chicagoans. We have Norwegians. What do you call yourself?
I never did. I don't know. Norge, a little island in the northwest side of Chicago. I don't know. We're little
Yeah.
islanders, I think. That's what we'll call
Right,
ourselves. We're
right.
islanders. Yes. No, this sounds wonderful. I think it's great. It keeps Italian culture alive, is what it does.
It does. It's just one of the many events that are offered throughout the city and throughout all the Italian organizations. You know, there's a lot of different things going on, but this is one that we are offering. And of course, Venetian Night happens throughout Illinois, throughout, there's one in Michigan they have, I know up in Charlevoix. So different people are doing it. It's something that's been around in Chicago, as we talked about, for a lot of years.
Do you
It's
know,
just,
or either of you know, like, is this something that has happened out east, like New York and Jersey, like, if you're aware?
I can only imagine anybody that has a body of water can do this type of thing.
Right. I just wondered if this is something that has been done, or California, you know, I wonder. I just, like I said, I've always known about it. Like, I remember, wow, I mean, maybe 40 years ago going to see it, and it's a beautiful thing. So, ladies, anything else to add? Want to give us that website one more time, because that's where all the information is.
That's www.iahrf.org.
Perfect. And there you will find everything. I highly advise this event in some capacity. If, like I say, you just get yourself down there and watch it, and get to enjoy all the acts and the boat show, I think it'd be wonderful. Well, ladies,
I think it
thank
will
you
be.
so much for the interview and for all your hard work to keep promoting our Italian culture.
Yeah, we hope to see everybody down there again. As you mentioned, Frank, it's so easy to get there if you want to take the bus. And if you have a large group and want a bus from somewhere else, if you have 30, 40 people who want to come down, we can possibly even get a bus from another location, but you have to have the group to support it. So we have quite a few people coming from the Northwest side.
And just to explain, Harlem and Foster is Harlem Avenue is 7200 West. Foster Avenue is 5200 North. There is a giant shopping mall, a giant parking lot. Right now, there currently is still, I believe, the last Baker Square in the city of Chicago, the very last one on that corner. Behind it is a huge parking lot. So it's
In the
very
Jewel
convenient.
Osco.
And there's a Jewel Osco, yeah. So it's very convenient. If that's the route you want to take. Last question, because we didn't touch on this. If I want to take the bus, but I don't want to eat in the restaurant, is that an option?
Sure. I mean, you could go down there anytime. You can go down there and spend the entire day down there if you want, and an evening. Like we said, the Riverwalk is a public place. When you see it, you'll understand it.
No, but what I mean is, if I want to buy a ticket to take the bus you're providing, but I
Oh, no.
buy
The bus
the
comes
food.
exclusive with the food, with the VIP
Okay, so
seating.
it's
Yes.
all or nothing.
That's correct.
Okay, you
But
would
you
take
know,
bus
the
you.
bus, the Harlem Foster's parking lot is just located right off the Kennedy Expressway, the Harlem Avenue exit. And of course, the Harlem Avenue has the blue line right there. So
Right,
it's
so it's
very
very
easy.
convenient, very
Yeah, to
convenient.
get down if you, but yeah, no, we're offering the bus as an exclusive package for VIP people. So everyone's a VIP person if they get on the bus.
I would like to
Ms. Thomasina said once again, we have made it so easy for boaters, you know, and with the cash prizes, so you're making your money back plus some. If you come out in first place for 2,000, second place for 1,500, you know, or third place for $1,000, those are some wonderful prizes. All you have to do is throw some lights up and some decorations. You could do whatever theme you want. It doesn't have to be a Venetian Night Italian theme necessary. We're inviting all the consul generals throughout Chicago, all the different, you know, ethnic groups to participate. So we may have all different flavors of boats.
No,
And
that's
they.
wonderful. It's just imagination and creativity. And so there's appeals
Exactly.
for everyone. And you know what else? It's like, I hope people participate in any way, shape, or form that they can, even a donation. This is how we keep these things alive.
That's correct. And you know, and
Yes.
we're working with the city, so it, you know, there are some fees to put it on and whatnot. But yeah,
Oh, this
we
is
do
not
have
an
those
easy
three
thing to
great
run.
options.
This is, I give you credit. This is not an easy event to run. It's very difficult. You're dealing with the city, you're dealing with the river, you're dealing with the businesses. Very difficult. So I really tip my hat to all of you, because this is not easy. That's why we got to help you, is we got to promote it, and we got to attend it and participate. So I'm
Thank you,
very much
Frank.
looking forward to it. I will be there for sure. Thomasina, Lisa, Thanks so much for all the information, and thanks for all the work you're doing for our Italian community and beyond.
Well, we appreciate you having us. And again, that website is iahrf.org. Venetian Night Tab. All the information is there. We'll see you on the river.
We'll see you. Thank you.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
Frank.
July 26th. Bye-bye.